Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
You know, when you exited the league, obviously it was a lot of talk, a lot of controversy.
Others went low, I went high. They said I was crazy. Now they dancing like me. Put that shit on!
Came from the struggle. I had to hustle. Get out the muscle. This is no tussle. Don't got a touch. Put that shit on.
The pit, not the palace. The legend himself, AB. What's going on, brother?
What's up, baby?
I'm good, man. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, baby. We vote.
Business is booming.
Business is booming. It's been a slogan for a long time.
That shit on.
Keep it on.
Yeah, keep that
That's
shit
the most on. Important part.
That's the most important part. Yeah, so we're going to have I feel like this is going to be a classic conversation.
Oh, we know that.
We still got some unfinished business to finish after this is over.
That's a fact.
We'll talk about that later.
We'll see that footage later.
Homework.
We'll see that later on.
Get that done.
Well, we're going to, you know, I want to start off with the business. We're going to talk a lot of business this. And I'm gonna start right away. President of Donda Sports?
Yes.
So, shout out to Ye. So what's that entail? What's your vision for Donda Sports?
Well, just finding the next future superhero, you know, helping him fulfill his mission or goal or whatever he's trying to be. You know, right now we got an academy school for the high school kid, a basketball team, and just providing kids the opportunity to live out their dreams and control their narrative. So right now that's where we started, you know. Justin LeBoy, you know, hands-on with me in the process. So we just keep building and just work for the next pioneers of the future to provide them the best opportunities.
Yeah, I was wondering that because I'm like, Donda, obviously, AB, booming. I just want to know how involved because you didn't just start with signing it, like regular people. Yeah. Like you got probably the best NFL player probably in the past 10 years in Aaron Donald. And then you got Jaylen Brown, who was in the finals this year. So how involved were you in the process of selecting the athletes to represent the brand?
Well, it's really mostly on Justin LeBoy. You know, he's the one who run it hands-on. You know, me being the president, just making sure the infrastructure there as far as the guys need for the younger generation, what they need, you know. Professional guys like Jaylen Brown and, you know, Aaron Donald, they already superstars and already paved their own way, per se, you know. So for me, it's just, you know, pioneer the future, looking for the next guys that want to be the best and looking for those opportunities. Obviously, we got a sportswear brand, the Donda Hoodies is viral. You know, those sell out. We got the merch. So it's a lot of things we doing outside of athletics. You know, obviously I'm an artist too. So I work with that with Ye, and it's just, you know, controlling your narrative, being who you want, you know. A lot of people numbers, but I'm 1099, so I'm independent.
Nah, so, break that down for them. Break that down for them. I want that to go over their heads. 1099, independent.
Yeah, you know, if you keep doing business, you know, if you're paying people, if you're not running W-9s, you got to give them 1099s. If not, you're going to be paying twice the tax. So, you know, my business booming. So, you know, I could let you know a game or two on, you know, how to protect the business revenue. Because what you pay, if you're not, you know, W-9 or 1099, you're not getting your return on your tax. So, you know, business booming, you know, being the president, you know, you want to pioneer the game, you know, not the players that's already pioneer. You know, we looking for, you know, young, inspired, you know, talent that's really ready to live out their dreams, you know. You know, we all as players have dreams of what you want to become and aspirations. So it's all about being inspired, you know. If you're inspired and you're willing to, you know, be your best self and want to control your narrative, Donda Sports.
Come to Donda Sports.
Yo, I felt that, like that energy.
The new Death Row Records. Yeah. So like what, you obviously weren't the greatest to ever do it. You know, you've been a professional for a long time. What do you want to do different from like maybe what has been done in your career, or have you seen your teammates, your peers? Like, what's your vision to actually change the game?
Well, the game never changed, you know, just the players in it. So you can impact the game as far as you, how you come and how you play the game, but the game never changed, just the players in it. So the thing I would say is know when to walk off. You know, you gotta know when to walk off the field. You know what I mean? Because life is not about the field. The field is just what you do. It's not who I am. You know, we all do things in life for a job or for a wager. It may not get a lot of attention as far as a sports athlete, but it's just what I do. And I think in life, you gotta know when what you do and who you are when they kind of get entangled. Because every day I get like, you know, it's always, you know, targeted. You know, we gotta deal with it and it's nonstop. So, you know, for me, it's just you gotta know when to walk off and you gotta know, you know, not to let people tell you what's best for you, you know, knowing who you are, because a lot of people doing things are working in the business in survival mode, you know. I like to think I play football to be the best and to be able to take care of my family and to do all the right things. And I just say you should know when to walk off because, you know, it's a life outside the field. It's a life outside the court. It's a life outside the arena. It's a life outside your job. And, you know, we all gonna die. So while you're here, you know, you gotta know when to hit that switch off. You know, a lot of people could go 0 to 100, but can you go 100 to 0 and still be true to yourself? You know, because, you know, CTE and a lot of stuff scribe from the trauma for the game is nonstop trauma. They hit on me every day. Like, it's nonstop. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's never ending. So it's like, you know, as a player, as a person, as a human, you know, know when to go in your zone, know when to walk off. You know, they told Ye he always be a producer. He had to know when to, you know, to do what he had to do to, you know, be himself. So for me, you know, stay true to yourself and know when you gotta walk off.
Yeah, what was that transition like? Because obviously at some one point you're being celebrated, you're everywhere, you're on the cover of everything. And then at a certain another point, it's like, well, now you became the villain. For the things that you used to be celebrated for. And so it's like, like how do you deal with that?
That's a part of the game. That's what a lot of people don't want to deal with. The reality, the truth, of what are we signing up for? You know what I mean? And, you know, you sign up for this game and you just sign up to change your life. You don't know that it's risking your health. You know, it's causing brain damage. It's causing relationship trauma. But no one cares about that. You know, people care about entertainment. Could you get in the end zone? Could you make them dance? You know, could you sell tickets? Could you win trophies? You know, I did all that, you know. So in reality, you know, it's just knowing what's right for you. Knowing when your why, knowing what's your why and what are you doing and when it's time to, you know. Because everybody don't have the best transition, you know. It's a lot of players now are out there that you never hear from or never see or you can't touch.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just knowing when to walk off and, you know, take your situation for yourself.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the music. The music is booming.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not even saying this because, it's actually good music. Like, and, you know, you got songs with some of the top artists. You charted a lot of songs going viral on TikTok. So when did your passion for music come and when did you decide to really take music serious?
I always had a passion for music, you know, just expressing myself, being creative. You know, I have a drive and a passion to do that. So, you know, music will always be an outlet for me, especially being a player and not being able to explain yourself. You know, I have to come do interviews and I do them from their point of view or their perspective of what they're trying to get out or how they're trying to rationalize me or how they're trying to, you know, minute or minimize my role. So, you know, knowing that, you know what I'm saying? You just do what's best for you, man. The first rule of life It's self-preservation. You gotta take care of yourself first. So if you ain't self-sufficient, you can't really take care of no one else. So for me, I just take care of myself in the midst of whatever's going on.
If you're not self-sufficient, you can't put that shit on.
Well, you can't keep it on.
You can't keep
it's gonna be difficult.
It's very difficult, yes. Extremely challenging.
So you gotta deal with video, I believe, $5 million a year to drop new music?
I don't gotta deal with nobody, man, on myself.
Okay.
You know, I got a partnership with a couple people, but, you know, we do our own deals. You know, I'm a successful football player. You know, I made a lot of money in contracts. So we don't need no deals. We only buying in. We only in the ownership. We only in the only into repping our own self. So I don't need no deals. If anything, with me, it's a partnership.
So you said you got to score touchdowns and you got to dance.
Yeah.
And so put that shit on is a hit. We know that. But it also comes with a dance. And yes. So we've seen this happen a lot in our culture where we create something and we don't own it.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah. Or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
I know you're big on ownership.
Yes.
We've seen people take it, put it in video games, put it on TikTok. But you did a little different, you said, right? So with your dance, how did you manage to own that? What was the process?
Well, obviously, we bought the Do Your Dance AB web and all that. And obviously, I'm the first originator. You know, once you originate some, shout out to Tariq for Rolling Loud, you know, providing me that platform, you know, to push the Paradigm album. You know, I had a whole paradigm shift. You ever wake up and have a revolution? It's like everything changed. It's like everything changing, you know? I was able to be able to perform on Rolling Loud. Shout out to Rolling Loud for giving me the opportunity. You know, the first NFL player to ever perform at Rolling Loud. And the dance went viral, the song, put that shit on. And I'm just doing what I normally do, you know, when the rats come in. You know, I like to put that shit on, you know? So when the rats come in, you know, it was a blessing, man. It's just, you know, to be able to get your craft or have respect for your craft. You know, a lot of people, when they do certain things, you know, they try to label you, or you got to just play ball, or you can't. You know, you can do whatever you want to do, man. Just work hard at it and, you know, treat it like anything. You know, it take discipline. It take a good team. It take hard work. It take courage. You know what I mean? To believe in yourself to do whatever you want to do. You know, they say Ye couldn't do nothing but produce. You know what I mean? The bigger, you know, they say he couldn't do fashion. So it's not about what they say. It's about what we do. So I'm just here to do the do.
Yeah, you've been saying that. I mean, it's just consistent. In like 2016, you said, I'm not just a football player. I'm not just an athlete. I'm a businessman first. And so that's why I'm saying like the dance part is so key, because now when you own it, you can license it.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? But you just brought up another key point, and it's the team. And so as you're going through this transition from saying I'm a businessman, not really for you, but for the people around you, what was that like? Are they encouraging you, or they're saying, hey, this may not be good for your quote-unquote brand at the time?
A lot of people gonna have say-sos, but, you know, they're not in your position. You know, my whole thing is, you know, to have the right people around me. You know what I mean? If you have the right people around you thinking according to the mission or the vision what you guys set out to do or set out to be, then they should be encouraging in that way. But, you know, obviously when people don't understand things and, you know, they look at me as a football player and they want me to do football, you know, they have some emotion there in that regards. But it's about, you know, having the right people that'll keep you encouraged and, you know, somewhat may understand the vision, because as a creator, you know, sometimes people don't always see it.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking of football, education standpoint is important, because a lot of people are fans of football, but they don't understand the business behind it. Yeah. And we got educated. We got a couple of friends that's in the league. And, you know, like, you see the guaranteed contracts a lot.
Exactly.
And a lot of the guaranteed contracts never actually get paid. Exactly. I know you've had issues in the past. So can you talk about that? Like, I'm going to ask you a few questions about, like, the league. But guaranteed contracts, can you kind of explain that, like, why it's not always what it seems to be?
Yeah, because the NFL is ran by the NFL, and the NFLPA is what protect the players. You see what I'm saying? So it's the same business that's working with you and that's working for you, working against you and working for you. So, you know, it's like, how you gonna win when your lawyer works for the NFL? It's NFL and NFLPA. So they're making deals that's the common interest for the NFL. So as a player, you know what I mean? You just gotta be smart and know what you come in the NFL for and understand first and foremost, it's a business. So, you know, within business, everything may not go the way you want it to go, but in business, you got to take care of your business. Football is not a bad game. You know, it changed my life. It put me in this position where I'm at today. It just, you got to know when to walk off. I don't have unlimited health to keep, you know, cutting on boys, getting tackled. So it's just, you know, life moves on. I mean, you remember who won the Super Bowl in 1989? Who won? You know?
Yeah.
Who?
The 49ers.
See, you a football joke.
Yeah, he's like Rain
what
Man,
about 45?
1945?
Yeah.
That's before. That's way before me. There was no saying. NFL. There was no NFL.
Eventually, people. Yeah.
There was no NFL.
Exactly.
Who won in 93?
Cowboys.
What about 2000?
Ravens.
2020?
2000. That was 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Was it you?
Obviously. Hello. There you go, bro, you smart. You know the game. That boy know the game. See, it's like one-on-one person you would meet that really actually know. You ask a normal person, they don't know. What are you talking about?
And then, like, another thing, like, players don't know a lot of times, like, what they call jock tax, right? Where it's like you get taxed for each state that you're playing.
Like, once you see the contract, man, it's just the number. The contract could be revoked at any time. If you get in the wrong situation, the contract could be taken. You know, that could be revoked anytime, so there's no guarantees. And you're getting hit with 50% tax. Mm. Then you got a 46%. Then you got to pay your agent. Then if you're in the city, you might have state tax. So, yeah, they make the number look real good online, but, you know, it's some state tax in there, some taxes, some agent fees. And, you know, sometimes in the contract, you know, the money could always be the most in the back the farther you go. So, you know, that's how NFL structure.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we don't have guys that's, you know, breaking the mold or changing the way the deals get done. And then that's the way the game going
to
be.
Yeah, so the goal is to try to get the guarantee. But I know one of the things toward the tail end of your career, and we see with a lot of veterans, is they get the incentivized contracts.
Of course, because now you think you're so good. But the older you get, just the honest of the business, the lower they're trying to give you a salary. So no matter how good you were, the whole thing is to get you out of the game with a low salary, and that's the business. And, you know, as a player, you know, being a player, understanding the business is two different things.
Did you, like, so when they have, like, those rookie symposiums and financial advisors come and talk to the guys, does anybody, is that beneficial or is it just a waste?
Nah, I think, I feel like, I won't ever say it's a waste because, you know, players who never grew up with money, just having money needs some type of per se, but they can't have a meeting with a bunch of rookie guys who all got to get drafted and looking at each other for the first time in the draft class, they hear about someone talking about money and no one's going to listen to some random guy tell you what to do with your money and you just work this hard and just, you know what I mean? So, you know, money can be complicated. The whole thing is, you know, you got to trust God. You can't, you know, put your finances on somebody else because you never know.
Call God.
Yeah, you got to call him.
That's
the only
call
one.
God.
Call God.
You need finances?
Call God.
Call God, gang.
I think that's what's so impressive about your career. Right? Obviously, it's a Hall of Fame career, but it started with incentivized, right? Because coming out of Central Michigan, nobody's thinking, like, this is going to be the guy. He's too short. He's not fast enough. He doesn't run great routes. But you had the initiative and the, like, the wherewithal and the determination, work ethic as well, to figure out I'm gonna get incentivized, then I got the good deal. So what's that like, right? You're incentivized at the start, you made the money in the end, and now you're incentivized at the end. Is it kind of like, hey, I've been here before?
It's kind of like, hey, bro, you know, you came in, this is how I go on the way out. It's kind of like the business. Right. You know, some players, they don't understand it. It's like, you know, I had to ask myself, like, yo, I'm really out here playing for $1 million. Like, you know what I'm saying? If I do 50 clubs, 15,000, that's like 1.5. I didn't get Taco yet. You see what I'm saying? You start to make better decisions for yourself, you know what I mean? At what you thought was important then is not important now. And it's like in life, you got to live in the now. And I think some players get stuck in the midst of, damn, and I missed a moment on my career. I feel like in my career, I always, you know, prepared myself and performed the way I wanted. So I never live with a regret. If I didn't like the team, I said, I don't like them. You know what I mean? I just stood on what I believe because I know what it was going to take within me and God to be able to prep myself to be ready for what I need to do to earn my spot. You know, one thing about NFL is you got to earn it.
Would a team ever do, like, I know a lot of contracts is incentive-based.
Yeah.
Would a team ever sabotage a player so that he doesn't reach the incentive so they have to pay him?
A team could do what they want.
But have you seen that?
I mean, of course. You've seen it all in the game, but it's just a part of the game. Like I said, the game don't change. There's players in it. So, you know, in life, they don't treat everybody the same. You know, the girl with the nice yoga pants, she might get a better discount than the girl with the sloppy pants. You know, this is just how life works. You know, depending on the type of player you is, depending on how you're going to get treated. So, you know, you can't look at situations and judge it. You know, you just got to do what's best for you in your situation as a player. And for me as a player, I pretty did everything in the game that you could strive to want to do. All pros, Super Bowls, you know what I'm saying, Pro Bowls. I mean, highlights, memories, money. You know, that's what you pay the game for, to change your family or your life for a living. You know what I'm saying? You can't score. You can't play forever. You know, it's health involved. It's like all kind of stuff that go in it.
Yeah, so you talked about making better business decisions. So obviously, there's a generation that you're the best receiver that they've seen.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Lifetime. So how do you think your impact on that side of it, right? Showing them that there's life after football, even while you're playing football.
Yes.
You think you're having an impact for the younger generation? I know you mentioned.
Absolutely. I feel like giving athletes the courage. You know, there's a lot of athletes that been in college that you know is really good and may didn't get a shot at the next level and may have some talent in some other ways, but was really depressed by how it ended or how it finished, and he couldn't really express his ways and himself in other ways. You know, some college players that was real superstars on campus, you know, college players are getting paid now. Some of those guys could have started a business back then. You know, my cousin went to Central Michigan. They was giving out weed cards back then. So imagine if he had a weed card in 2007, what that'd be worth for right now. He may have a field, but it's like if you don't get the opportunity in college to be able to learn a sport, that trade, or exercise that, right? We got a lot of athletes that's coming from these colleges. It's 119 Division I's. Mm. It's about, you know, how many kids? 200-300 kids every school, 119. So it's like 100,000 kids. You know, maybe 200 of them go pro. So the rest of the other kids, it's like, what happened to them? It could have been a kid who'd been the best in college, who maybe could have started a business. Let's say Johnny Manziel. You know, he could have been still a Texas hero. But, you know, it's just, you know, giving players the hope and the courage, you know, to stand bold, that they could just, you know, you could be anything you want to be if you put the right work ethic and discipline and do the right things. Give them more hope. Maybe more athletes is partnering up, making more opportunities at the university, you know, coming together and maybe changing the game eventually.
Yeah. So where did your business savvy come from, right? So you Florida, Miami, right? Central Michigan College, go to Pittsburgh, obviously a couple other stops after that. Where did you get the business savvy? Was it taught to you, or were you educating yourself throughout the process?
Well, you know, in life you got to take care of your business. You know, if you don't take care of your business, then no one else is going to take care of you. So I knew right off the bat, coming from Miami, being a kid to go to Central Michigan, You know, I'm going there for a purpose. You know, I'm going there for a reason. You know, if not to get an education, to go to NFL. So I know for me, my discipline and focus was to make that happen. So I came with a purpose and I came with intent, you know what I mean, to live out my vision of what I went to school to do. So, you know, I feel like with everybody in life, you know, you got to know who you are, be true to yourself, and know what you want out of life, because they got the rules and they show you what it take to be that. You know, if you want to be a football player, you know what it's going to take to be that. You know what you got to go through. And are you willing to go through what you got to go through to get what you want? You know, that's what life's about. So for me, you know, I wanted to be a football player. I went to Central Michigan. I walked there and I earned a scholarship. I left in 3 years as a junior because that was my goal. You know, that's what's between me and God. So I think if you make a vision, whatever your vision is in life, you know, just stick to God and live that out so you stay true to yourself, you know, because the world will get you distracted and caught up with other people. Just be your best self and be your best you.
So let's talk about real estate. Booming estates.
How you know about that?
We do a little research.
Yeah.
So you partnered with the champ, Floyd. Yeah.
You know that.
He got a $100 million commercial real estate company. So how's that been going, and why'd you want to work with Floyd?
Well, obviously, Floyd is one of the most successful athletes of our generations in regards of, you know, selling the hard working, dedication, discipline, and getting the best deals, you know, putting himself in the best situation to get the mega star deals, and still to this day. So for me, you know, it's all about, you know, when I'm not playing, to be able to make the big check. The big checks, I want to make my millions work for me. So partner with a, you know, real estate company with over $1 billion in equity, you know, putting some millions in there just helped my residual. So now I got to wake up and look for money. They provided me interest off equity every month. When I wake up, I know there's something consistent coming. You know, that's what you want to do. You want to, you know, life is not about working hard. It's about finding less ways to work and making things work for you. So we're not looking for no work. We're not looking for more deals. We're just looking about for more things we could buy or buy into that's going to just keep suitable to our living standards.
So prior to linking up with the champ, were you building your own real estate portfolio? Were you into the real estate game itself?
You know, I got the homestead tax in Florida that protect the asset. You know, I own 3 houses myself. You know, I got my own real estate company, Booming Estates. I got $14 million in properties myself. So, you know, I keep a couple pads or whatever. You know, I got that shit in there and I got that shit on. Literally.
So, yeah. You partnered with two of the biggest figures in the culture in the world, Kanye and Floyd. Talk about each one of them, like, because they're both controversial people in their own regards. What made you take a liking to them, and what do you see in them that you can, like, okay, this is beneficial relationship?
I just feel like business just gotta be, you know, good for the business, not about who the person is. You know, when doing business, you gotta get contracts with lawyers, you gotta get agreements and stick to those. You know, you can't just invest with a guy because he make money. You know, it's gotta be the right deal that's suitable for you. So when I look at deals and investment, it don't care what guy, you know, they gotta talk to Ace Aaron and he gotta get with the lawyers to make sure the paperwork is suitable so we not getting entangled, because, you know, a lot of guys could lose money for just partnering with guys for who they is. You know, and it's all about having your own. You know, if you could partner with some and add to or see some back, you know, I got my own money. So, like, even without these guys, you know, I made $100 million a contract and I did the right thing with my money. So I'm able to be who I want to be and not so in a survival mode as most people. They just working to try to save up for life, you know what I'm saying? Well, I already done did that part, so I'm able to, you know, live and look at it a little different.
So when you're an athlete, like you said, over $70, $80 million in contracts with the NFL, obviously you had endorsements with companies as well. You have to be disciplined to be an athlete, for sure. Did you have the financial discipline as well? Because we see a lot of athletes that don't have that, a lot of entertainers that don't have that.
You got to have that discipline because you got to think about life at the ball. So every year I try to write a goal, whatever the salary was, what I was going to save, you know, what you're going to live off. And then every year just, you know, learn how they do the books, you know, how to track the W-9, you know, and just every year educate yourself so you can just do it better.
While you were playing, were you living in Florida?
I always had a Florida state. You don't want to pay the state taxes, clearly.
That makes a lot of sense, right? Of course. No state tax.
Save a little bit.
Save 20%, yeah.
Of course.
That's beneficial. Do you still have a passion to play the game?
Of course. You know I could, like, I'd be loving to get deep and score touchdowns, but, you know, it's a lot more into it now, you know what I'm saying? A lot of better things, of course. I see the game now. I'd be looking for a player to, like, give me a little resemblance of someone where I'd be like, yo, he's hungry enough. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'd be seeing who out there. I just don't see nothing in the game that's like.
There's a few.
It's a couple guys that I think really good, but, like, yeah. Name some guys who you think.
Jefferson's good.
Who that?
Jefferson.
Yeah, I like Justin Jefferson. They don't win no games, though. So it's like, of course.
Jamar Chase?
Huh?
Jamar Chase?
Of course.
Talent-wise, you know, not the flamboyancy that you have.
No,
but
I think Chase fire, but for him to be a 6'2 guy, like, he's tall, his stride look like a small guy, right? When you see him play? No cap, though. I'm just being real. Nah, he could.
But he has getaway speed, though.
No, he's elite.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
Yeah.
Jamar Chase is elite. He's a great receiver, but just when I see him play, he looks smaller than what he is for real, right?
Well, I guess you could say that. I see why you say that.
6'2, he like. I'm just being real. Like, I'm saying he could do everything in the game, but I'm saying when I watch the game, when you watch him, that you be like, yo, this guy hungry, or he's just a first round guy pick when they just like, yo, you come in, and then we going, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just saying I'm looking for a guy that's real hungry, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he feel like, you know, it's, you know, we gotta keep watching.
how dependent is a wide receiver on a quarterback, though? Because you could be the best wide receiver in the world, and if your quarterback don't have that connection, it's not gonna work out, or is that not true?
I mean, you only receiver when you get the ball, so.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, whatever it is, when you get the ball, we gotta see you. When you break the route, they gotta see it. So, obviously, football is a team game, so you can't do nothing by yourself. You definitely gotta have a quarterback, the O-line, the offense, the coordinator. You know, it take a lot to be a successful football player. It got a lot that goes into it. Obviously, the quarterback, a big factor, offensive coordinator. Situation has got to be a lot of things that are in your favor.
You talked about CTE. Is that something that you ever are concerned about yourself? Like,
yeah, like sometimes I get real aggressive. Like, yeah, real aggressive. But you got to really understand that mentality because, you know, when you've been playing football so long, you just used to like, hold on, they did what? Mm. You look at everything as like, hold on. But, you know, it's a real life. So it's like life is not a football, but you know, you spend so much time engaging in football.
Hey y'all, what's up? It's Devin here from Money Honeys. If you're a fan of learning about your business and finances through storytelling and pop culture, then you gotta be sure to check out and subscribe to Money Honeys, a show that covers the nitty-gritty of maintaining your personal wealth through fun conversation. And you know what? It's brought to you exclusively by the Revolt Podcast Network, anchored in hip-hop, powered by creators.
Football fields and then life. You know, you could be aggressive on the football field. Like, you could, you know, I could push the guy as much as I want between the whistles or whatever, because it's legal to be, like, to be violent. But in life, you know, if someone screw you over, you know, in the football field, you could just go smack them, like, have your way with them. But in life, you know, you can't do that. So, you know, sometimes in the split moment, you know, you got to understand, you know, life is not the field. Sometimes you live in that state of being because, you know, you spend so much time in life in that area, you know?
You spent majority of your life
in
this craft. I mean, I hear the passion. Do you ever envision yourself being a part of the game, whether it's coaching or someday being a part of an ownership group or being the ownership group in a league like the NFL?
I don't know. You know, we think about buying a team, but nah, I can't coach. You know, I'm barely on time as a player. Like, I'm going to be there, you know. Y'all boys going to have to coach yourself up. Y'all 21. Y'all getting this money, right? Like, I'm not. I'm just putting that shit on. I'm not coaching nobody.
The Flyest owner.
Yeah, I don't think the owner, too, is, you know, it's a shady game. So it's like, as an owner, it's a lot of players. It's like, like, you know what I'm saying? I'd rather just keep it neutral, everyone, but positivity and love, you know. Being an owner, there's a lot of things that come with that as well.
It's true.
I'd rather own a team, but not just be the owner when decisions and, you know.
And this is like the process in itself, right? You just can't, they got to vote you to even be a part of the situation.
It's a union.
It's a union, so people don't even realize.
You just can't just do that.
Exactly.
You know, you got to be, know somebody that knows something and they really like you or something.
Yeah.
You know, because we try to buy Denver. But you know, they ain't wanna let us in. You know, we had the PR, the PE, everything. Yeah. You know?
Who was involved in the group?
You know, we had a lot of good people, you know, a lot of money.
Whole lot of money. Man.
We had some shit in there.
Yeah. I'm thinking back to the real estate play because obviously the booming real estate group, and combined with Kanye, what he has with the, you know, the Donda Doves and having the high school, is that something that you guys have ever talked about where you're actually buying maybe schools and now finding other places to spread the Donda school? Because right now it's just only in California, right?
Yes.
But eventually, maybe it spreads throughout the United States and again, you know, eventually maybe the world. Is that something where it's like you might have a, more of a, more experience, I should say, in this space where he can lean on you for that?
Now, obviously, you know, me and Justin could collab with Frederick and the Donda brand, but it all started right here in LA first, the charter school.
Right.
We want to make sure we could make sure these kids are the most successful and the most impacted. You know what I mean? So once we master this one, then we could branch off and do a lot more other things. But my guy, Maya Orbach, I don't know if you know him. He's the owner of the Grizzly. You know, he's big in real estate. Got a big platform of real estate. Was on the board with us to buy Denver Broncos. And, you know, it's about the people, you know what I mean? We can set up buildings. We can set up football fields. We can set up warehouses. We could buy farms. But it don't mean nothing without the people. So we just in the business of taking care of the people. Who's the people? We are the people, the youth, the people we work with, and we just trying to maximize the people. The people happy, and then it's a process to get all that stuff because we could do it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all about, you know, mastering the people that's working for with the kids, the people that's there committed on a daily basis, and the people that's going to further along their future to help these kids be the best. You know, and that's all kind of our motto. You know, we ain't trying to, you know, make it look sexy. We just trying to further the youth, impact the youth, and help the future superheroes, you know, achieve their goals.
Donda Sports, you know, from a management perspective, a lot of people saying that an agent is not needed for a player anymore. A few, like Bobby Wagner doesn't have an agent.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts? You think players still need agents or they can negotiate their own contracts? They don't need an agent?
No, I feel like you always need an agent because How you gonna look at a guy you negotiate with him when you think you're worth 10 mil and the guy say, man, we only got 2.5. So as a player, you gotta, you know, live with that business story of the reality of how the team really felt about you. So, you know, I think mentally for a player that's not conducive to mental health when you're trying to give someone your all. And, you know, obviously everyone think they're worth more than what it is or what, you know, it's a salary cap, so. Everyone got to be conducive to a cap. So I don't think it's, you know, I feel like you don't have to be an agent if you got, you know, a manager or any representation you trust to talk on your behalf. But it's a business. You're not going to want to, you know, be negotiating with, you know what I mean, with someone you're not seeing your worth direct, you know.
So keep that shit on. Very important. Put the shit on, important. Then keep it on.
Yeah, you got to put that shit on.
Because putting it on is only half the battle. Yeah, you got to keep it on.
Yeah.
So fashion.
Yeah.
What's the vibe? What we doing with the fashion? You putting out your own clothing line or you just having fun with it? What's your
Well, I'm just designing myself, you know. Obviously we could run out a couple lines and push it, but you know what I mean? We just putting that shit on right now. You know what I mean? We ain't trying to take nobody money. We just trying to let you see the establishment and
just inspire.
Yeah, just inspire and encourage the people. We're not trying to make a killing off of them. We just showing the courageous vibes, showing the independency, showing the establishments. You know, we just had a paradigm shift.
Do you feel like you're a rebel? Because, you know, when you exited the league, obviously it was a lot of talk, a lot of controversy. And you was like, most people would have kind of took a step back from the public, but you was like, took a step forward, courtside games, all
Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the mask.
Yeah, was that on purpose or you just like?
No, life worth living. Just because the world think I'm in chaos, that don't mean I'm in chaos. You know, it's about staying true to yourself. You know, I had a plan. You know, you got to know when it's right to walk off. I did what was right for me. That don't mean it was right for everyone else. So it ain't for everyone else to understand at that moment. You know, but it take courage, you know, it take discipline, you know, it take a lot of mental fortitude to, you know, see people think of you one way and you know what it is. You know what I mean?
And even in that moment, you could correct me if I'm wrong, right? When it seems like it's you against the league, you still show up to the Super Bowl. You bought your own ticket.
Of course, I bought the whole suite.
And bought the whole suite. So was it 200? Did you buy 200 seats for people, your local students in LA?
Of course, you know what I did.
See, like that story, like, talk. So like, talk about that, because that story gets like brushed aside.
Nobody want to hear the good stories. People want to hear about the bad guy. That's what sells. The news is not positive. It's negative, right? That's what people want to hear. That's the television. So I just fit the script of like a gangster, but like really I'm a nice guy that make a lot of business. But you know, I can't help the way people write or what they think they make money off of is all the business.
Yeah.
But you know, obviously being a successful player, you had to have good relationships to be the highest paid receiver in the NFL to get the biggest contract, you know, the only player ever, skilled player to make that type of money with the Steelers, you gotta be doing something right. So it's not what others say, it's about what we do. So while they talking, I'm doing.
Right.
And I wasn't, you know, I'm at the game to support my guy KD. You know, that's a, you know, usually I can't see that game if I'm in season.
Mm-hmm.
So what they wanted me to do, go in the house and just, you know, if I go in the house, I don't have no motion. I'm a man, I gotta be out here. You know, no man worth nothing in the house. That's your girl, right? You need to be out, like, you know, creating, bringing, you know, being productive. So, you know, when others, you know, when others went low, I went high. They said I was crazy. Now they dancing like me. Put that shit on. For real.
Put that shit on.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Put that shit. So let's talk about that. Boomin Productions.
Yes.
So obviously you're the artist, but are we signing artists? Are we establishing?
Man, Boomin Productions is my other. Boomin Productions, just the business I do business with, so they don't do business with me direct. You know, they do it with my business, so they don't have to 1099 me. They could do my business. My record label is CAB Records, CAB. You know, Cashing All Bets. You know, it's a lot of names behind that. But we got my own publishing, CAB Publishing. I own all my rights to my music. You know, I got my own label. And matter of fact, it's not an LLC. You know, it's, you know, I'm in Delaware where you can't find the INC. It's really private, exclusive. Because I know a lot of people want to look at my address with the limited liabilities.
Yeah.
So I went to Delaware.
Delaware and Wyoming.
You know about that, right? They got the private business, but you know we in business, clearly.
And the tax benefits.
Boom.
Business is always
business. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they got. That's the game that they don't tell you.
That's what I know. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, you dig. All those rights and masters, you know where they coming.
The only way. So do you think that you're like a threat to the NFL, to the league? Like, cause it's like, you know, you everything you speak about is independence, 1099 and, you know, independent, Do you think that, you know, cause sports is not really made for people to be independent. Team sports is made for you to rely on a team.
Yes.
You think that you are like a threat to that system?
No, I'm not a threat to the system. I'm an advocate for the system. I've been through the system. I made it through the system. I mean, I didn't make it the way probably the system would like me to go about it. You know, everyone liked to win the Super Bowl, go out and talk. I won a Super Bowl, they still was talking crazy. I came back through all the adversity, won everything, and it's still the same. The value didn't change. The word on the street didn't change. Anybody could say anything at any moment, and they run with it. So for me, you know, I feel like the NFL is not going to encourage anyone that's, you know, walking out the game on their own will, not limping out or falling victim to them in regards to that, whatever that entails. You know, I'm not here to create drama within me or any other player, but I'm the perfect example for an NFL player that walk away from the NFL in real time and become active in regards to whatever career I'm working on at that time. Most guys, they have to fall victim to the NFL. I don't see guys like me getting, you know what I mean, millions of dollars to go talk on the sports shows, right? Deion Sanders had to go coach at Jackson State. You see what I'm saying? So it's not like a lot of big, you know what I mean? It ain't really a lot that you could do with leaving the game. You know, it should be a study about what players do when they leave the game because, you know, nobody hear from them.
Yeah, I remember that. I would watch HBO.
Yeah.
It's not the NFL, and it was always the Where Are They Now segment.
Yeah.
And it was always, you know, they had, some of them had started businesses and some they would tell their stories about where they've been. But I think you're right. Like, when somebody leaves a game, when they're starting the game,
they die out.
Especially in the NFL, unless they go into broadcasting, how do they remain a star?
Exactly.
And so, like, you have mastered that in a sense. So I wonder, how do you, maybe, are you concerned with how you're going to be remembered as an athlete? Because, like, your career speaks for itself, right? All-decade team.
Yeah.
I think first ballot Hall of Famer for sure. But does that ever cross your mind? Like, how am I going to be remembered? Or how are you going to feel if it's not first ballot?
You know, when you're a player and, you know, you speak as a coach and, like, how you want to be remembered is, like, I just want my teammates to remember me as a guy that always never ran out of gas. God came with the same energy every day, no matter what. You could depend on me to make the plays. Only respect of the people I need is the people I play with, the coaches, the organizations that, you know, invested in me to know what I stood for, what I represent. You know, it's not my job to worry about how others accept me or what they feel about me or to worry what I did. What I've done is do what's best for me and provide a service for every team I play for. No matter the disservice or what's the drama, man, when AB was in the field, he gave you his all. Man, you know you was going to get 100%. I overcame the adversity. I persevered. Even when things wasn't right, you know, I find a way to just remain happy and overcome. So when you gave everything you gave in your heart and you did everything you feel was the right way, you don't have no regrets. Mm-hmm. Only time you live in regrets when you took a shortcut. You know, I feel like I did. You know, even if I didn't do something that may have been right and I learned from it off maturity, I still feel like, you know, I was true to myself to, you know, to stand on everything I did and, you know, had a lot of great moments. And, you know, I wrote up the record books, the archives, a lot of big highlights. And, you know, I know my kids are excited when they see it and that's all that matters, you know. They still doing the dance to the day. I ain't even got to score a touchdown. They scoring for me. They dancing. So I'm making clearly that's an impact. You know, clearly there's some influence. But, you know, it's just all about encouraging, you know, people to be their best selves, that we can have better football, better world, you know, better people, better leaders.
I mean, you bring up a good point with that. I never really thought about it like that. But, yeah, most NFL players, if you're not going to be a broadcaster, which there's very limited spots, mm-hmm. nobody really stays. Even if you're successful, you're not a superstar. Yeah, like Deion Sanders, but it's hard to stay relevant.
Deion Sanders played two major sports. And after sports, it's like, yo, where he at? I didn't see the Jerry Curl no more. I didn't see the swag. I didn't see it. Right or wrong?
You know, they end up in the commercials for, like...
Of course. Subway, like chicken on the helmet. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not reality, though. No. Like, that's what I'm seeing, dog.
Elbow abrasive.
I seen Jerry Rice.
Sleeve with Brett Favre, like the knee sleeve and shit.
Shout out to Brett Favre.
It's like, come on, dog.
Nah, but that's real, though.
Yeah, it is.
He's probably the only one, at least in recent history, that I could really think about, that he's actually might even become more popular.
After. Yeah.
That's not easy to do.
I mean, that's what I said. Like, that's influence. That's impact. Right?
Call God.
That's legendary. That's the only person that could do it.
Call God.
How did you come up with the call God thing?
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, you know, in life, you know, we all gonna die. So it's like the whole entombment, the life, the whole perfect of freedom is getting closer to God. So my motto, you know, I just gotta tap in with God, you know, because that's our source. You know, that's who give us, you see what I'm saying? So when I score the touchdown before I do the thing, I let them know I'm tapped in. You know what I'm saying? This is God doing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God.
Gotta call him.
So we got the music. We got the real estate. Is there something else that you want to add, or is there something else that's out there that inspires you to say, like, I think that's the next venture I want to tap into?
Yeah. Well, I got like 6 million jewelry. I got a 6 watch collection.
We talk about the watch. We got to talk about
that. You know the watches.
You just bought a watch.
Of course.
A big purchase.
Hello.
Can you talk about that?
Yeah, well, you know, assets are really big things. And, you know, me being an artist, you know, you need the assets, you know, jewelry, watches, Jacob & Co. watches, the values only go up. So while some guys go get the 400K Lamborghini Aventador, you know, I go get the 400K Godfather Jacob & Co. because the value only go up and I could protect it with the insurance. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So now that's an asset too, a part of my worth.
How many watches in the collection?
At least 10.
The watches, people don't appreciate that. Watches have appreciated, and this is a fact, in the last 10 years, watches has appreciated more than S&P 500 stocks.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. High-end watches.
High-end.
Rolexes.
Not all.
So you have like Rolexes, APs, Richard Mille's, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. The value, especially during the pandemic, they went crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's an asset, especially if you don't, you know, mess it up and put aftermarket diamonds.
That's, sure. That's
factory diamonds only.
Please.
Very
I've
important.
Been in booming.
So you brought assets, the other side of the show is liabilities. So I'm wondering if there's anything throughout your career that you were like, damn, that was a stupid ass move. Why'd I do that?
I try to do the right things, you know. You know, we probably made a ram and a couple booby traps. But,
here and there.
Support.
You no, know, that was for the naked hustle.
Yeah.
You know, supporting the cause, but.
Yeah, supporting the cause.
You know what I mean? But for the most part, to keep business booming. You know, to keep business booming, you got Savington.
Savington.
You know what I mean?
Savington. No, that's a fact. That is a fact. So, you have kids. Do you want them to, well, would you encourage them to follow your footsteps in sports? Like, was it worth it? Because, you know, it's a lot of up and downs with the health aspect, with people criticizing you, but then there's a lot of positive, financially, fame. Looking back on it, you think it was worth it?
Yeah, it was worth it, of course. But for me, my kids different. You know, my kids got 529 college fund, black, you know, black college rock fund. They got 529s, you know, the lifestyle a little different. So, you know, in life, I feel like, you know, your hunger, you know, hunger for life build your determination based on your position you in. So if you got kids who live in million-dollar houses and just got pools all day, you know, why would they want to push themselves to go in the field and, you know, do that? So it's like, you know, for me, it's just helping my kid be their best selves and who they want to be. You know, everyone's not going to want to play football and do what I've done because, you know, that's considered insanity, you know, but I'm just there to help them be their best self in regards to whatever they want to do.
That, I mean, every time you speak now, I'm just thinking, like, I wonder, do you feel a responsibility to teach the game that you know, right? When I hear 529 plans, I'm hearing tax code in Delaware, I'm hearing no state tax.
I got like, Symetra insurance,
right? Like
Pacific.
Insuring your watches.
Lock in, you know, that lock in 2% every 5 years. You know, I got $6 million there, $200,000 a year. Every 5 years, that's $1 million. You know, I can afford a couple, you know, some more support, you know, if somebody out there want to drop a load or something. You know, I'm getting money or whatever. Shit, I can't help but brag.
The lessons you learn, that's the part I'm trying to get to. Do you feel like a responsibility, or do you even feel like, you know what, let me get a game to these young guys, especially the young receivers and athletes that you take a liking to. Are you giving them that game too?
You know, I don't try to be an advocate to try to sell people. You know, if you need, you know, educated, you know, we'll always try to be there for someone to educate them, but we just try to focus on our own business. You know, someone with Donda Sports will help them and get them along the right way. But we're not trying to be an advocate and be out here, you know, swindling people and helping, you know, to each his own in life. You know, you just got to make the best decision for you. Put yourself in the best position you want to be in. You know, everyone's taste for life ain't going to be my taste or your taste. You know, what I want out of life may not be what 90% of people want out of life as a male.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's all about your level of view, what you want for yourself, what you strive to be. You know, everybody don't want a lot of stuff, so they don't work for stuff. You know, when you're driven and you want, you got to work. So life is about work. And freedom is about making choices to get closer to God, because that's where we get our freedom. So for me, you know, that's how I live. That's how I move. That's how I think. So, You know, I've been able to have a financial freedom, you know, to have a clear mind. You know, most people, they just trying to get the bills paid. You know, I'm trying to buy the building. So just your appetite of life. You know, everybody ain't going to want the Jacob and Co and Richard Millie. They might just want the simple vibes, but it's just according to your taste. So not everybody want the garden. Some people want they do the stuff they self. They don't want to be a follower. Nowadays, the kids say they don't want to be a rider. They don't want to be riders. They want to be themselves, but to each his own. You know, I'm just here to bring positive energy, you know, encourage people in the midst of adversity and help people just stay true to they self in the midst of adversity, because it's nonstop. You know, the trauma, the hate, you know, I'm just out here pioneering, you know, pushing the culture.
Call God if you ever need it.
You gotta call God.
Daily.
That's the most important thing.
Speed down.
Daily.
Yeah.
Daily. Daily affirmation.
Yes. I appreciate you, brother. Thank you.
It's love, man. Thanks for having me.
Oh, good, man.
I should have brought the wine out and everything.
Cue the wine, please.
Got it, please.
Yogi, champagne, please.
Yes. AB, ladies and gentlemen.
Bowman. I was lit.
Hey, it's Troy and Rashad from Assets Over Liabilities. This episode's word, liability. This is the Asset Journal brought to you by Ally. A liability is something a person or company owes, usually a sum of money. Liabilities are settled over time through the transfer of economic benefits, including money, goods, or services.
A liability is seen as something that takes money out of your pocket. However, a liability is anything that does not add value to your account or life. This can be friendships, relationships, and more. Only here on Revolt.
My dog.
Sorry, what's up?
I'm gonna hit you.
What's up?
Yeah.
Blessings.
Bowman. Revolt Bowman. Name is Bowman.
Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again, because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.